is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory,
oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I have no clue what you're doing out there this morning, but whatever it is you do or are doing, I'm happy that you're doing that, doing that, you're doing that, do with me. Listen, out there raining. Old people would say a cat and a dog. And so you know that it is customary that as soon as one teaspoon of rain should drop from the sky, it is written in the book of Negroism, chapter 1, verse 2, and verse 7. Chapter 1, verse 2 through 7. And in the last days, when water shall fall upon the earth, when water shall rain from heaven like the manna on the heads of the children of Israel, while they were in the desert. In these days we shall know that we are still men that walketh the earth, and that we had not yet gone to reign with our Father in heaven. Verily I say unto thee, that in these last days, when rain shall fall heavily upon the face of the earth, and water shall rise as the deep, and darkness and thunder and lightning shall cover all of the face of the earth, then, say I, shall we all know that it is a time for us to boil the salt beef, and to boil the ham, and to soak the peas, and to knead the dough. And verily say I unto you, in these times we shall put them in a pot, and we shall boil them in tomato paste, and we shall add onions. There shall be sweet peppers and sweet potatoes, and some Irish potatoes as well. And we shall bring them to a slow boil. After which we shall take this slow boil, and we shall put it in a bowl, yea, and the children of men shall eat it, and it shall be good. Here ends the scripture lesson. If you home today and you ain't cooking soup in that, I think you are an unsaved person, and I want you to begin to get your life in order, all right? So wherever you are, all across the Commonwealth, please, let's get it together, all right? Let's don't make me have to ask. Just, you all know how to find me. I'm on Facebook. You all find me for every Jesus thing else. I want you all to please, don't forget. And make sure put salt beef in the soup and spare rib. Spare rib have to go in it in order for it to be soup. And so does salt beef. It ain't soup till the salt beef go in. All right. And I want you to knead the dough. And I like the little flat ones, right? So the little flat ones which you pop in your hand like that. Oh, yeah. They're the good set. And I want plenty peas. Because it can't be pea soup without the peas, all right? No bunch of foolishness now, all right? I don't want these soup where every time you pick up the spoon, two peas. Like somebody count these peas when they put them in here, right? So get it together wherever you are, all across this commonwealth. And in the last days, the sons of men shall long after soup in the days where water shall fall from heaven. Like the deer panted after the water, so our soul shall long for soup in these times. This is the word of Levin. Thanks be to God. Anyway, that's not what I'm talking about today. I really don't have anything for you today, so I'm opening the lines. We can talk because there are a couple of things that are going on, and you can tell me how you feel about it. I'm going to tell you how I feel about it, and then we're going to see if we can come somewhere in the middle. But outside of that, you know, because I want to get to this thing, and because I've had the opportunity to live in a place like St. Louis, Missouri. Actually, I lived in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri for quite some time. And you never see the sun there, all right? It's all high altitude land. And even though you are closer to the sun in my imagination, you just never see the sun. So it's always gray. Even if it's day outside, it's kind of like gray days. And if you know anything about Missouri, you could have 6 days of nonstop rain and that not be unusual. There are times in Missouri when it would rain from 6 a.m. until 6 a.m. without any break at all. And when you get around states like that, Oregon, Missouri, Tennessee, those kind of places, you find that the suicide rate is kind of higher than in other places in America. And a lot of people say that it's attached to the weather, right? And so just in case somebody is sad today, Ali, let's cue the first one. Just in case someone is sad today, right? Like, I, this is the kind of stuff that I use to kind of get me through my morning. Because some people are so insensitive with the way they deal with it, and we're going to get to this a little later in the show, but because some people are so insensitive to it, at least if you can't find some soup, because soup will make everybody happy. All right? Little conch. You got to put a little conch in it, Ali. Some dry conch or fresh conch. Don't matter to me either way. Little plantain. Plantain have to go in the soup as well. I don't like it green, though. I kind of like my plantain a little ripish when I put it in the soup so it could give the soup flavor. And some sweet potato because I also like that flavor as well. And then plenty peas. Yeah. So if you can't find soup today, at the very least, I could give you some good gospel music. And let's see if that could start your morning, all right? Because there's a whole lot of things going on. And, you know, no matter what the storm, God will see you through.
Result of mental changes.
And hold on to myself.
Hold on. Don't let go. No matter what the storm, God will see you through.
That's our story. Hold on.
Hold on.
Don't let go.
Don't let go.
No matter.
No matter the storm, God will see you.
I can need three. Y'all help me with this. As I travel. Come on, say this.
As I travel through this way.
Come on, help us sing it.
There is a friend.
I see you coming. Come on. Lead me safely. Come on. Say.
Lead me safely through the snakes and
it is the Christ
of Calvary.
Come on, sing this song. Come on, say it.
This word be my friend
and Lord. To help me do the
best I can.
Come on, say.
For I need thy
Blessed Jesus, say now.
Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Yes, I need it.
Yes, I need
every hour. Through this land.
Through this land.
This pilgrim land. Hold me by.
Hold me
by.
By.
I say it.
Hear my plea.
My feeble plea. Real fast, hold on,
hold on,
don't let go,
don't let go,
no matter what the storm,
God will see you through,
hold on,
don't let go,
no matter what the storm,
God
I got to do this last song, number one,
through.
The Lord, this is a good one,
the Lord's our rock, in Him we are,
shelter in the time,
shelter in the time,
secure whatever ill betide.
Secure whatever ill betide.
Shelter in.
Shelter in the time of storm.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus is a rock.
In a weary land.
In a weary land.
A weary land.
A weary land.
A weary land. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus is a rock.
In a weary land.
A weary land.
Shelter in.
Shelter in.
Let's do it again. Let's do it again.
Anyway, so hopefully that makes you feel better, right? Because if you can't have soup, at least I can give you gospel music. That's the best I got for you. But that's not what we're here to talk about this morning. I just kind of hope that'll pick you up because out there it's kind of gray and I don't want you all to be melancholy because suicide is a real thing. And I don't want you all to, believe that you all are lonely. You should also check out Lil Wayne and the Baby. They have a very interesting song I would call Lonely. Whenever you get time and you're sitting down somewhere safe with people that care about you, you should probably watch it because it's kind of dangerously interesting. That is a side note, though. So just in case you were feeling kind of sad and you can't find soup, because soup will make you warm on the inside, all right? For those of you that do not know the value of decent pea soup on a day like today, it's just that, the inner fat child in you just hums when you get some soup on a day like today. That's not what we're talking about, though. Here's what I want to talk to you about. So I had the wonderful opportunity. Oh, let me also do this. I had a neighbor that died on election day, believe it or not. And he's one of the best neighbors anyone could ever ask for in all of life. I mean, a wonderful neighbor. He's been my neighbor for as long as I've been in that neighborhood, actually. He's definitely one of the original South Beach residents, for sure. And my neighbor for about 30 years. And I remember what was so interesting about him was for the entire four-year cycle leading up from the 2017 general election, every single time my neighbor saw me, the only thing he would talk to me about is, boy, listen, you're putting your hat in the ring this time? And I would always joke with him and I'd say, Smitty, as soon as you lend me some money, I got sure in the feed. And he said, no, don't worry about the money, man. Just put your hat in the ring. And we would joke about it very often, every single time he saw me. And I remember I saw him about the Wednesday before he passed. And he was so anxious about going to the polls. So anxious about wanting to vote. And I was supposed to have done this from last week. But I learned that he passed away on the morning of election. So it's been about a week and some change now. And can I tell you that that actually bothered me? It's still bothering me. Like I still look at his house and cannot believe that, I mean, with the fervor, he waited for election day to come for him to actually have met his demise on the day, on the morning of election. That is, what is man, eh? But a fleeting vapor. And to his family, my wonderful neighbors, I send my condolences publicly on my behalf, my family's behalf. Yeah, you all please, you know, I mean, I don't need to say that we are always here. I'm sure you know that. But yeah, to my neighbor, Mr. Smith, he such a good guy. It's so sad that he, you know, that he's no longer with us. And I also have a friend of mine that's having a birthday all the way from, what is it, Jiangxi, China? You know, they used to be living in these funny places. So happy birthday to you, because I know you listen every day all the way in China. Happy birthday. And well, hey, now you're really old, so welcome to the club. Now let's get to what I want to talk about. I want to talk to you about Audley Peters. Dear Mr. Commissioner of Police, not for my sake, but for Christ's sake, I pen this letter. That you, in your wisdom as commissioner, would see it necessary to remove as your press liaison officer, Mr. Audley Peters. Sir, I contend that Mr. Peters obviously is not apt enough to have this job, nor is he capable of executing it in a way that doesn't make people like me cringe. Obviously, sir, this man is incapable of not causing offense in his language. And so it is with that in mind, sir, that I pen this suggestion to you. This is what my letter is going to sound like. For your consideration and necessary action in the removal of this press liaison officer. So there was a story yesterday, of course, on another news channel. But there was a story yesterday. And the story talked about 7 adult men that have gone missing in the space of a year, all between the ages of about 64 and 74, somewhere in that general area. And some of them have actually gone missing with their vehicles. And so they asked the press liaison officer of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, because, and I know Mr. Bethel, he's the Daytona's bus serviceman. I've known him all of my life. If you know, that's the business my dad, those were in. It's the business that I'm in. Daytona's has been around for as long as God has made the day. But Mr. Bethel has gone missing now for about 6 weeks. There's been no sign of him. As far as I know, the man has been working and functioning in his full mental capacity every single time that I've ever seen him. I do not know of a single, as a matter of fact, There are some of you around here that give me more concern about your mental sanity than Mr. Bethel has ever given me at his age. And he was one of those dudes. He's actually one of those guys that I don't mind being like when I am his age. Like, I want to still be fully functioning and in command of all of my faculties. Anyway, so the story goes, Mr. Bethel has gone missing. He's the last of the 6 or 7 of them that have gone missing. And Bahamans are largely, you know, conspiracy theory kind of people, right? Yet no one seems to be concerned that adult males, very able-bodied men, are vanishing without a trace, them and their vehicle. The Royal Bahamas Police Force, an agency of the National Security Department, has access to $17 million worth of drones. Yet we've not flown a single drone over any of the green spaces anywhere on this island that I am aware of, nor has it been reported by the press liaison officer in an attempt to see if, by chance, some of this green area around this place is housing a mass burial site for old men and missing cars. Yet Mr. Peters gets on the news yesterday and talks about people and dementia. And I'm trying to figure out, what is he talking about? Because it's not like we're finding these people 4 weeks later or 5 weeks later, sitting in the road naked, far from home and crying. No, that's not what's happening. It's not like we're finding them by some far-flung relative's house and they refuse to go back to the house that they lived in because they feel like everybody there is their enemy. That's not what's happening. My grandmother suffered from dementia in the last days before she died, right? My mother's mother, that is. And I can tell you, a lot of it is induced by the medication given to them by these physicians. And I get that. But what is curiously interesting is the suggestion by the press liaison officer, who is responsible for the detection of crime, that these just a bunch of crazy people who children don't care nothing about them. And they mad at them just walking the road crazy. And quite honestly, I don't really know what you want the police to do about that. Because I can tell you something. In the hood I grew up in, if you said something like that about my ma or my pa, you had better be prepared to put your hands up, mister. And you better be lucky you's the police. Because you just don't get away with frivolously fanning off my missing parent in that fashion. Especially when your organization is responsible for detecting where they possibly could have gone. How am I supposed to feel as the parent of a missing person when the chief communications officer of the chief investigative authority, association, organization, or body says to me, what has happened is these just be one bunch of crazy people and they children don't wait nothing, so they children let them go in the road. And next thing you know, they want the police to go find them. That is exactly what that translated to be. I hope my gospel music will make you all feel good, because this Audley Peters fella is amazing to me. And I don't know how we let him get away with saying these kinds of things on the TV. It is. If you know, I don't know all of the men that are missing, but I know Mr. Bethel. If you know the caliber of the man that is missing, to even suggest that something that he just out of his head and that's why we can't find. Then my question is, where the car? Where the phone? And typically, if he did go walking, he typically walks up East Street right to the mechanic shop, which is typically where he has his buses. The man has run businesses for about 100 years. And at his age, is still walking, talking, magnificence, and very much in command of every single faculty that you could visibly see. But let me see if I could let you all hear what Audley Peters had to say, because it popped the stitches out of me. I mean, imagine you went to church and you say, church, I'm having such a difficult time. My mommy went missing and we don't know what to do. Y'all who know the virtue of prayer and all that prayer could do, please pray my strength in the Lord, right? And Deacon Johnson get up behind you and say, these are trying times, amen. And you gotta, don't be weightless. You gotta make sure you keep your eye on your mommy and your daddy them. The Bible say, children, obey your parents, amen. And that's why in the old age, you gotta make sure you look after them, amen. Deacon Johnson, when we come to this church, you better put your hands up. You better put your hands up. It's all I'm saying to you. So anyway, let me let y'all hear what Audley Peters had to say. And then let's see if it annoys y'all as much as it did me. Audley Peters, the press liaison officer of the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
The care of these persons who are going missing is as a result, most of the times, because of Alzheimer's and dementia. And family members are not giving or paying it need necessary attention to their family who have these various conditions. And so that's why we're finding that so much individuals are just walking out of the home at odd hours and are being reported as missing. Mm-hmm. But in some of the instances, they're genuine missing persons.
But the family...
And so what Mr. Peters contends is that, some of these people, they're crazy, man. They walk with the house, the children them don't check, no one checking, ain't nobody checking, the man gone. And that's what's happening. What are you talking about? How do you justify this for people that was going to work every day. I mean, the children of the man said, the man going to go do an airport drop off. Does that sound like somebody that just does walk out day house to you? He typically does his airport runs between 3 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. But most times by 5 a.m. he comes back home to take a nap before he goes to the rest of his day. Does that sound like a man that is just walking out of his head to you? I don't get these things. And even if we're not talking about Mr. Bethel, so let's take Mr. Bethel off the list because maybe I'm attached to it in an emotional kind of way, right? But even if we're talking about somebody that's not Mr. Bethel, okay, we have not found a single one of these people, and it has been a year. And I think three of the instances, not just the man, the phone, and the car are all missing. They ain't pop up on no park. They ain't pop up on no beach. Ain't nobody bring them to no police station. They ain't in no clinic. And as far as we know, they ain't in the morgue. Unless we want to go to the old adage that if we can't find you in Nassau, we should go look for you in Freeport or Foxhill. Because that's the only two other options. Yet, when asked, right? When asked, well, Mr. Peters, is there any foul play to be suspected here? He then goes on to say, well, we don't have no evidence to suggest that. Well, tell me then, what is the evidence that you have to suggest that these people somehow suffered from some sort of mental issue or dereliction of duty by their children? And why do you not deem this offensive? If you say this kind of stuff in the hood I grew up in, you had better put your hands up. Or thank God use the police. Let's listen to Mr. Peters justifies his, as he tries to justify his position on why he believes that this is the case that's happening.
And I think to lead us to that, no suggestion to lead us to probably.
Anyone with information on their whereabouts is asked to...
And so, if there is nothing to suggest foul play, nothing to lead you to foul play, nothing for you to investigate as it relates to foul play, then tell me, how are you making a public pronouncement that what happens is these people are deserted by their children and have mental illnesses and go wandering or go missing? How did you get in that direction, good sir? You know, at this point, I nominate Kermit the Frog to be the press liaison officer of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, because obviously this is a joke, and this is Sesame Street, and I can't figure this out, because I tried to save the commissioner the last time with that gaffe, that faux pas he had about weak men committing suicide. Here we now have his chief communications officer with this nonsense. Ah, boy. 323-623-2323-254-316. 325-4259. I don't want to cuss about it no more. Y'all could give me a call and you know, tell me how y'all... Oh, we could sing more gospel. Y'all want to sing more gospel? Let's take a phone call. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I think we need to look into that UFO was be flying around that nobody knows about. So they may have been picking up more men.
But I don't, again, we don't have no evidence to suggest that either. All I'm saying is...
No, there's no evidence, but it's just that everybody see that strange light last week, that UFO, and nobody knows what it was.
They said that was a rocket that took off sometime last week. It actually on Google, you could go see it. You mean the big layer of light? Yeah, that was a U.S. rocket that took off.
All right. Now it's explained.
Yeah. But right. But again, like, thank you very much, caller. Again, my point is, you claim you have no evidence to suggest foul play, yet you are, as the chief communications officer of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, comfortable as the chief spokesman for the chief investigative branch of government in the country, with saying that these are a bunch of crazy people. That's all happening. There's one bunch of crazy dudes going missing. I don't really know what y'all want the police to do about that. Call us when y'all get some crime. I mean, because y'all ain't really solving that either, by the way. Just so you know, Mr. Peters. Anyway, let me read a couple of these text messages. This one here said, it is soup day. Good morning. Yes, please. And if you know where you could find good soup, please feel free to let me know. I'm on Facebook. You can find me. My name is Leyvon. All you have to do is message soup, and I will be there. Good morning. Real men wear pink. Just love that, Leyvon. Well, thank you very much. I don't know how you saw me. Did the spirit of the Lord reveal that to you? I thought you was a married man, Miller. No, I am not. Morning, Mr. Miller. I need my Bible to follow that scripture you read. Also need to teach some more and save people how I need that soup word to be followed on point. Well, listen, follow me for more Bible trivias and quizzes. Yes, indeed, Levin, I trust that your humble prayer shall be answered. And I admonish the addition of dry conch to this pot. Amen. Yes, it is so. No planting, man, Levin. That ain't traditional. Some pumpkin. I don't really like pumpkin. I don't like the texture. This here says, boy, Levin, that's a big tune. Need the Church of God version, though. I'll work on it. This here says, sir, as a person who recently had a relative missing, that officer had me crying all night. I had hoped that the police would assist, only to hear that they are not concerned. They are not concerned because these are sick men. And that is, listen to me. If you say that about someone, mommy or daddy, in the hood I grew up in, boy, we will stretch you like mustard on a club sandwich. You hear me? You don't get away with just saying my ma retarded. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. You don't just get away with saying that. You don't just get away with saying, I have absolutely no way to prove this, but you know, I think this is a bunch of retarded people who just, children don't care about them. Technically, that's what you said on the TV. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. This one just says, good morning. They've also never found retired police inspector Bastian from South Beach either. He was also in his 70s when he went missing. His apartments and house are just across. I know who you mean. The Bastians are my neighbors. They used to cook the dollar fries when I was a child. Miss Bastian, she used to make an interesting sandwich too. She used to make a wonderful BLT, as a matter of fact. Right there with the boat in the yard and the orange. Yeah, you mean Ninja and Mummy. I remember them. And yes, he did go missing. This one here says, great show as usual. It's storming outside like the Armageddon because you all vote PLP. Watch who you eat soup from, because next thing you know, you can't leave the girl and you can't figure out why it's the cuckoo soup. Oh, well, listen, all I got to do is walk backwards through the graveyard. I didn't figure out the cure. This is great show as usual. We don't get sad in the rain. This is the Bahamas. In the Bahamas. Well, you all don't do too much of that either, because the hospital full and the fastest way to catch COVID is in the maternity ward. This one says, great show as usual. Mortgage relief will make us Bahamians warm on the inside. Man, soup makes you warm on the inside. Levin, please tell the current press liaison officer to stop saying the body was pronounced dead. I'm sick of pointing that out to him. I'm very tired of, I don't know what else to say to him on that. Once you refer to someone as a body, it is understand that they are dead. You and I agree. Mr. Miller, I'm not defending Mr. Peters in this regard. My father walked out of our family house some time ago and a neighbor spotted him. He was a little disoriented, all because we did not pay attention to his movements. So there is a little credit to what Mr. Peters is saying. I believe you may have misunderstood him. I don't misunderstand him at all. Let me explain my point. Let us in the case of Mr. Daytola's, right? Because that's what I know him as. I always thought his last name was actually Daytola. I was very shocked when I found out that his name wasn't Daytola. But this is a man that operates a business every day, that drives himself every day, that goes walking sometimes every day. As a matter of fact, you could hail him, hey, Mr. Daytola. And he would say, hey. And he usually has a cigar clenched in his left jaw, and he has on a decent amount of jewelry and his glasses that he looked like he had from 1972, because he's not changing them. And you would see him walking in his slippers and his long pants. And he usually has his shirt open down to the fifth button, because, you know, he still got a little bit of swag left, right? And he would be walking up these streets sometimes, and you would hail him, this man is very much in command of his faculties. So when you say to me, and I hear your point, ex-writer, that, you know, your daddy walked out of the house, and I appreciate that. That is never easy to deal with. Like I said, my grandmother went through a period of dementia when she was approaching the end of her life. And I remember she would have these spells of sadness where she thought everybody was somehow picking on her and nobody was even talking to her, actually. But the neighbors saw your daddy. You were all able to gather your daddy and, you know, figure out that, okay, this was a bout of dementia or depression or whatever it was. How are we suggesting this in an instance where a man and a car gone missing? We ain't find the car yet either. You following me? I, I feel before we even go down that road, we should at least find a car. Maybe if we find the car at the beach, we could say, well, maybe, you know, we found the car. It doesn't look like there was any foul play suspected. But you have nothing. And all you offer me as the lead investigative agency of the Bahamas is that my daddy was crazy? Man, come on. Let's do a little better than that. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Levan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Levan, this situation, whether the person or the elderly men have dementia, they're human beings. They have their lives matter. And there should be, if you see an unusual spike in them going missing, because I know the gentleman who was on last night, Bobby, his brother's father,
mm-hmm.
you know, the taxi driver, and I knew him from Crystal Palace when he worked there, you know, a decent gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, hard working man. And the other men, if you see as an officer, if you see there's a spike, you have the complaints that these persons going missing, especially if they have dementia,
mm-hmm.
there should be an investigation open to find out, investigate, track the car down, the taxi car, cab down, find these things, because they have to be somewhere. They have to be somewhere. They know where these places where they dump persons, or, you know, who knows? You mm-hmm. know, they need to open an investigation, because it could have been my father, my stepfather, your father. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Only those who feel it.
Mm-hmm.
No, so I think they need to agitate, and we need to, you know, speak out
mm-hmm.
and get something started with that. If they are not investigating that,
mm-hmm.
they need to investigate and try, make an effort to find these persons. Because, God forbid, like my mommy, she's 85.
Mm-hmm.
She comes up missing. They're going to say, well, she probably went for a walk.
Yeah, your ma is just crazy. Don't worry about that. She come up. Like, think about, and don't get me wrong, I'm one of those people that I ain't big on sensitivity at all. I might as well tell you, right?
Well,
like, I feel like we build in a momsy-pomsy society with all of this sensitivity and sensibility, quite honestly. But I think that in times like these, you got to at least reach in the bag and look for some of it, right? Like, you can't just say, oh, well, we don't see any reason to be alarmed. These are just crazy people. Are you serious?
No, but you can't be that cold. You can't turn off on the other spectrum. Be that cold that you don't, you know, that you don't think to look. That's a part of that's what we pay our taxes for.
Yeah.
That is your job. If someone comes and files a complaint, then in a couple the next week or 2 weeks, another person calls or comes in, files a missing person report.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that's wrong. They need to even have the flyers. Do the they have the ambulance alert now for the children or whatever. If you see a pattern as a police, I don't know, I've never been a police, but if you see a pattern with people going missing, you investigate even if it's one person,
mm-hmm.
and then you will come back. I think the family would have felt better that if you can't, you did what you had to do, you did your investigation, right, and you come back or when they, you tell them come and meet you to the station, you explain that this is what was done. We didn't have any luck, and you understand? But we have.
You all fly any of the $7 million, $17 million worth of drones over any of these bushy area yet?
All these, but exactly. They need to do something, man, because this is really, really terrible. You know, but and it's nothing wrong with being a little sensitive, man.
I try. I wake on it. Pretty much strength in the Lord.
You need to play a song, Feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Feelings, old with Leo Sale.
Mm-hmm.
Play that. I come, it's nice and well outside when you go home with your soup.
Mm-hmm.
Play that, okay?
I can wait on that. Thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
All right. And by the way, like I said, I am letting Kermit the Frog audition for the job of press liaison officer for the Royal Bahamas Police Force, because obviously that's Alice in Wonderland over there. And you could say anything you like. You could say weak men commit suicide. You could say crazy people going missing and we need to investigate. You could, you know, you could just say anything over there. It don't matter. Let's go to the break, Ali. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. When I get back, don't move. I'm leaving Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm unleashed on your radio. That means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. I'll be back right after this.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Layvon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me, Levin Miller here. Let me give you the numbers. 323-622-325-4316. It's so much more difficult for me to say it slow like this. 325-4259. You can call me on those numbers. You can text me on 422-4796. All right, let me also say, you know, bravo Zulu to the men and the women of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force who are doing a yeoman's task down there in the southern Bahamas. Let me also say that I noticed that they don't seem to have a press liaison officer down there either. I know they have a public relations officer, but every time I hear from the organization, I hear the commander speak, so I guess that's the new way they're doing it down there. But, you know, I always recommend to commanders that they should have a decent press officer, right? Like, there's a whole lot of stuff that's going on right now. I imagine that the CDF needs to have everyday, very intensive 14-hour days. I trust that he can trust somebody with communication, competent communicative skills to be able to come out here and to defend and offer the commander's intent and what is happening operationally on the platforms, whether they're at sea or online. Also, let me say this, that with this now excessive migration of people, because they got a flotilla coming from Haiti, with this excessive migration of people, I see that there is going to be a need for more manpower. I also see that some of the boys from the Government House incident are back, and that concerns me. But we need hands. The question just becomes, how comfortable are the people working around those hands? That is something I also think that a press liaison officer should address. And let me also congratulate Clint Watson, who has been made the press liaison officer in the office of the Prime Minister. I believe he's going to go over there and do a wonderful job. I wonder what it's going to look like. I see ministers of the government are all still doing their own personal and private interviews. Well, Clint's probably not in office yet. But let's see how that changes. I don't know exactly if it worked out in the mind or if it worked out in actuality the way it did in the mind of the former press liaison officer. But there's a new press officer. Let's see what happens. But congratulations to my friend, Clint Watson. So I want to interview Kermit the Frog. Let me see if Kermit the Frog could do a better interview than the police press liaison officer, right? At least he's a bit more sensitive than the police press liaison officer. But let me take one more phone call first. Good morning, Carly. You're on. Carly, you there? Not there. Let's take the other one. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Levon Miller.
Hey, Robert.
Fine. Now, the point is, right? Mm-hmm. They say he's on his telephone constantly. Do our police just use the ping? to the last tower that he used. You know, our police force has that particular system, like they do in the States.
Mm-hmm, go on.
So they could use his last ping, go to BBC Live and see who else we use, and his last cell phone that he used, close by, he in that range, right? They should be in that range, or task to be in the range. But we need to have a police helicopter at night. You can look at nighttime and see your body heat in the bush. Yeah, because these drones are, the drone system is like a bunch of crap.
For $78 million, I want these drones.
I want to see the bottom of this when we get to it. But get to the PR person,
mm-hmm.
Now at least, I mean, Peter said it's floor. BPL PR person, all that, like Tony the Tiger. Now, he couldn't be there. And I have a bastard, he died the bastard's good friend. So I don't want to say the word he says.
I think Quincy Barker is quite a professional.
Huh?
I think Quincy Barker is quite a professional.
Have you heard him?
Yeah, I know Quincy, yeah.
So how does he sound to you?
I'm not talking about his voice. I'm talking about his
ability to communicate. I don't understand him. All I heard, nothing.
But that may be a preference.
I understand Peters. He does two extra words. But what he's saying, right? A lot of old people hide their dementia because they don't want to be independent.
I don't disagree with that. And you know who could get away with saying that? If the director of the social services had come on TV and said, listen, we want to invite the Bahamian population.
Did he wear any gold? How much gold did he wear on? A lot of people are stubborn. Take off the gold, granddaddy. These boys, some boys don't care.
I hear you.
Presley is
an officer of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, though. Can't take me down that rabbit hole.
I mean, he's going to say, like, but some, I guess there's a lot of calls of the Decafi mama. Mama, daddy got missing because dementia or they take their pills. They got confused. I mean, but it's in red. We said, look, but please check on your older folks. See if they have to ask them questions.
Mm.
Daddy, what day you born? Daddy, like, keep their mind alert.
Appreciate you, Robert. 323-623-2325-4316. I won't get to my Kermit the Frog clip. I wanted to audition Kermit. You know, because Kermit met a man that with a little bit of dementia as well. But Kermit was very, very, very easy going on him. Let me see if I could squeeze it in. I may be able to squeeze it in. Good morning, Carly, you're on. Carly, you there?
Hi, Mr. Miller.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing there?
I feel great.
Listen, I agree with you as a taxi driver with Mr. Bethel. You know him very well, yes. Mr. Diddy Tola, bus service,
mm-hmm.
yes. He ran those jitney buses.
Mm-hmm.
And that man was... in his sane mind.
Yeah.
And I agreed with you saying all those drones that Marvin Dame did, and we know this bushy area you're talking about, they put that over there. I'm sure they'll find taxi 230 behind the bushes.
Mm.
And we as taxi drivers, that's why we are skeptical at times of picking up certain type passengers.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that man went missing, and if those drones go over the bushy area, I'm quite sure they will pick up that taxi.
Appreciate
it. That's my 5 cent on that.
Thank you very much. Well, I can't be sure that they're in the bushy area, but I feel like you can find something. Let's go to the Kermit the Frog clip. I think this guy would even be better than Audley Peters.
We take you now to Kermit the Frog with another fast-breaking news story.
Yeah, with an oink-oink here and an oink-oink there, and, you know, you remind me of somebody.
Hi-ho, this is Kermit the Frog with a special news report from Sesame Street News. I'm speaking to you from the studio of that eminent singer and songwriter, Mr. Don Music, who's hard at work on his latest song, Let's Listen, Shall We? Yes.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Sounds good.
How I wonder what you are.
Probably a classic.
Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the no, rats, I'll never finish this song, never.
What seems to be the problem? That sounded just lovely.
The problem is, if you must know,
mm-hmm.
that I can't find a word to rhyme with high.
I need a word to rhyme with I. Listen. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Mm-hmm. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the... never get this song, never. I need a word to rhyme with high.
Okay, well, let's see. Like a diamond in the... I have it. Like a diamond in a pie. That rhymes. How about that? See, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are up above the world so high, like a diamond in a pie.
It doesn't make much sense. I mean, what's a diamond doing in a pie?
Well, I never thought of it that way. What do you find in pies?
Rhubarb, apples, cherries.
Well, that's it then.
You mean, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, up above the world so high, like a cherry in a pie? Well, that's not... Wait, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, what's a cherry pie doing up above in the sky?
Well, I don't know. It could be an advertisement for something, you know. I do see what you mean, though. We could change the other line, then. What goes with cherry pie?
Well, a nice sandwich, maybe?
Well, there you go, see? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Would you like a ham on rye or a piece of cherry pie?
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, stars don't eat.
Well, there it is, right there. There's your problem. There's your problem.
It is?
Yes, get rid of the star. Oh, sure.
Something else, Eddie. Well, a wiggle, wiggle, little worm?
No. Worms are gooey.
Slither, slither, little snake.
No. I don't like snakes.
Well, what else is there? Horses, fishes, birds?
Hey, how about that? How about this? Listen to this. Whistle, whistle, little bird. Isn't eating crumbs absurd? Try a ham and cheese on rye and a piece of cherry pie.
And if the crumbs are all you want, then don't come to my restaurant.
Good.
That's it. Of course. This could be my biggest hit.
Your biggest
hit? I've done it again.
We did this together.
All right, boys, hit it.
I want a cool lyricist to here.
Whistle, whistle.
And so that is Kermit the Frog, who is obviously more sensitive than Mr. Audley Peters with the people that are suffering from things like dementia. I hope we can fix that, Mr. Peters. The Royal Bahamas Defense Force has a mandate to protect the citizens of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, whether they have dementia or not. I'm Levin Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
The storm God wills. We're praying, but we're praising. Hold on to myself.
Hold on. Don't let go. No matter what the storm, God will see you through.
That's our story. Hold on.
Hold on.
Don't let go.
Don't let go.